Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I am here joined by our second evicted house guest, Frenchie. Frenchie, what's going on, brother? Welcome to the Winner's Circle.
I appreciate being here. First and foremost, thank you both. Yes, like, sir. You know, it's been a wild ride.
Yeah, well, man. Welcome to the Big Brother. The Big Brother life. It's a different creature. It looks one way from the outside, but when you actually get in there, I think we all realize, regardless of our experience, it's a lot different than what you thought.
Absolutely. You know, like, I came in here and I wish I wouldn't have played like what I wanted to see as a fan. And I would have played for myself. It would have been totally different. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But you know, playing as what you want to see as a fan is not the way to go at all.
Well, we have questions for you. Some of that might relate to what you're talking about, because Cody and I have this new podcast, Winner's Circle. We've been talking about you a little bit, but we do have some questions from both ourselves and the fans. So we're going to tee them up and get right into it. And you can give us your feedback.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. And also, Frenchie, I know you're probably going through a lot right now. Like, a million things are running through your head, all these interviews. Dude, everybody, it's easy for everybody to talk on the outside when they haven't experienced the game. So just take that with you also, because this is a crazy wild ride. Playing the game is just wild. So you did your best. It's a lot to walk into that Big Brother house. The air in there, I don't know what they're pumping into that house.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly.
It's different. All right. So we're going to kick off the first question for you, Frenchie. So we had heard you mention that you keep a Big Brother journal of past seasons, and you write down different things that you've seen these house guests do and how you would have done it differently. So now, on the flip side, if you could go back and watch yourself or watch this season, what are some things you would have wrote down that should have been done differently, maybe for yourself or just in the house in general?
Probably about 12 journals worth. I wouldn't have played of like what I wanted to see as a fan. I would have played for me in the moment. And that was my big downfall. I was so worried about, you know, coming in with a bang and tired of seeing week one be slow, and that it ultimately sent the wrecking ball this way, and it came back this way a little too fast, and you know, at the detriment of my game, you know, and that would definitely be a big part of it for sure.
It's interesting, because we recorded the episode last night, and I actually said that to Cody, where I could tell you're a good guy, but at the same time, there's two different games you can go in there and play. It's the game where you're playing to the audience, maybe for America's Favorite, or you're playing to win at all costs. Mm-hmm. And usually the two don't coincide. So when you're conflicting internally with yourself, where you know what you should do on a game level, but you don't know how it's going to be perceived by America, you can ultimately contradict yourself. And in a game like Big Brother, it's almost impossible to balance the two. But listen, there's a lot of Big Brother house guests that are going to be watching this, like future house guests that might play after you, the Frenchies of the world, right, who want to play really bad. So now that you've had a chance to play the game, for anybody out there who might play in the future, what advice would you give to them as far as them possibly going in the house after Frenchie?
Play for yourself. Mm-hmm. Play for what you want to do. Don't care about what the fans want to see. Don't play for what you as a fan want to see, especially, and go get the money. Do what you got to do to get the money.
There you go.
That was my big mistake. And I put my heart too much into this game. And that was a big downfall. If I would have took my heart out of it, it would have been a totally different story. Yeah. That's the big thing. You've got to figure out what you are going to do before you go in that game. And if it's go after the money, then go after the money at all costs. Mm-hmm. If it's playing to what you wanted to see as a fan, that's a horrible mistake. don't do it. Focus on the money and shut your mouth.
Good answer. I tell you what, Frenchie, that's exactly what the difference for me going back the second time was. The first time I played with my heart. I was a young kid and I was like, I wanted to be nice. Stuff frustrated me. And then the second time I had this conversation with Derek before going to the house, I was like, I'm going for the money. This is a business trip. Like, I need this money in my life. And it changes. It changes the game. And so it's crazy. And it's unfortunate that you went in, because I know you're a super fan. I know how much you love the game. Like, you love this game of Big Brother.
I do.
And so, but that has shown. So just so you know, that has shown, everybody knows you still love the game. It's the hardest game to play. So let everybody judge you, but still know you still play one of the hardest games that's out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, if the worst case scenario is I gave y'all a hell of a first week to watch.
Hey,
then, you know, it is what it is.
It gave us a lot to talk about. It was fun, bro. We had plenty to talk about.
Absolutely. Didn't start slow.
Yeah. So next we're going to go to a fan question from the Winner Circle. And this one comes from Ali_Simon3. And she asked something that we already touched on a little bit. Were you making moves based off of what you thought fans at home wanted to see, or because you actually thought it would benefit your game? You've touched on it a little bit, maybe just elaborate a little bit more.
Definitely. You know, being a fan, we all watch this and we all want to see certain things happen. And so, yeah, absolutely. 100%. And I would highly suggest against it.
Hey, we got another one from a fan. This is from Camden. This is at Camden Yancey. She asked, Frenchie, what was the main difference? And I know there's a lot, but give us the biggest thing. What was the main difference between watching the show and actually playing the game? What was something that for you when you got in there, you were like, wow, I totally underestimated this aspect of the game?
Knowing that everybody in there is there for the same purpose. And that you are always on your toes because you can't trust nobody in that game.
Yeah.
They're all going for what you want. And at any moment they can turn their back on you.
Yeah.
And watching the feeds, you see the whole picture.
Yes.
Us in there, we don't see that. Mm-hmm. We see what's in front of us and what we perceive.
That's a great point.
That's a great point that I think fans need to understand. So I will say it here. Please, fans, understand that point right there.
Yeah, we don't have a 360 degree view when you're in there. You're speculating on what's going on in the room behind you. We don't have that ability to see what they're saying behind your back as soon as they leave. It's
absolutely
and it creates that level of paranoia like you probably never experienced in your entire life.
Right. And I mean, some of them walls are thin, you know, like we can hear through some of them. But, you know, like for the bigger picture, you never know what's going on. And people will like quit talking when you walk around and you're like, well, shit, I don't have the feeds to, you know, like figure out what they're saying. Like, and it makes, that paranoia is real.
Yeah. Last question from me, Frenchie. So putting the game hat back on, I know it's probably nice to get out and like turn your brain off for a second, but we got to ask you to turn it right back on. Because the next question is, if you would have remained in the house and you would have won HOH this week, we want to know the two people you would have nominated. Might be tough. You can take a second to think about it, but, or you
I
might know.
To. I
there
got
we go,
it.
Baby.
Let's
I
go.
Love it.
Let's go.
Christian and Brent.
Brent and who?
Christian and Brent.
Christian and Brent.
100%.
Okay. Well, I mean,
one of them would have went home.
One of them went home, just lost trust for Brent. We know you were super close with Brent going into it, but that changed this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I was told that he was one of the people that turned everything, and you know, it is what it is. He told me on the exit that he wasn't, but at the end of the day, I know better.
You'll find out more
and you'll come to your own conclusions. Yeah. I got one last question and I'm going to tee you up with something, but this last question is kind of a two-parter. Right now, in your opinion, who's in the best position to win the game as of right now? It's still early. And who would you like? I think I kind of know this second part because you kind of just alluded to it, but who would you like to see come out right after you next week? Who's getting evicted?
I'll start with that first. I'd love to see Brent come out right after me.
Shocker.
Oh, I'd love it.
So
Brent or Christian.
Okay.
And then on top of that, the person I think is the most set up in this house is Hannah.
Mm-hmm. She's great.
A lot of people don't see her in that light in that house. And it's obvious. And from day one, I was like, I would always walk around the house going, I'm on to you.
Yeah,
and she's super smart. I mean, hell, she stood at that memory wall and spouted off every single one of our birthdays. Yeah. Like, who memorizes stuff like that fast?
Yeah. Well, we'll tell you this. You're spot on because she's super smart. She's super smart. Intelligent. She knows her stuff. And in fact, you'll find out after this, but she pulled a move last night during the HOH comp, which was brilliant. But we're going to hit you something. This is something that only the winner circle can do. We're going to hook you up right here, Frenchie. And you'll know why after.
All right.
Take you back to Big Brother 16 for a second, okay? You watched that season.
Oh, yeah.
Final two comes. Who takes who to the final two? That's a hint. Who takes who to the final two?
Who takes who to the final
two? Who wins that final HOH and takes the other person to the final two?
Oh, well, y'all, of course.
But who took who?
Oh, yeah. You took Cody.
No, Super
Cody took you. Oh, my God. Cody took you. Because of Victoria. Yeah, Cody took you. And you know what? I actually, in my interviews, I stood up for you, Cody. Because they were he could have easily taken Victoria and won that. And I was like, you know what? As a game player, I respect that. Because that right there showed me that loyalty to him meant more than having the hard route or the easy route. And you took the route that you thought was best, which was loyalty. And I tell you what.
He's the man for sure. And listen, the only reason we brought it up.
Playful there because you were saying
in your interviews, you're like, I'm a super fan. And, I want to be like Derek because Derek took Cody to the final two.
Yeah, I completely fumbled that 100%. And Derek and I were talking about that in the house. And I was like, I messed this up.
Yeah, no, you're all good. Hey, listen, Frenchie, this is called the winner's circle. You did not win Big Brother, but you are a winner because there's thousands of people who try to get on the show and they never do. You're not one of those people anymore. We want to thank you for the interview. We want to welcome you to the BB family. Don't go too hard on yourself because at the end of the day, the only thing that really matters is the people at home that you're going to. No one else does. So keep your head up. It's a long life ahead of you and BB is a small fraction of it. Take the positives from it. Don't worry about the negatives, dude. We appreciate you being on. Welcome to the winner's circle and
yes, sir.
Stay in touch.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us, Frenchie.
Take care.
All right. Appreciate y'all.